there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. You know our trusted partner TireRack.com for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Volume.
The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. No better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. Basketball, football, they have awesome new and existing user promotions. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure. You can get your winnings back in 2 hours. My favorite, the same game parlays. You can bet $5 or $10 and win $150 or more. If you are new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started now. Sign up promo code Colin so they know we and I sent you. The Colin Cowherd Podcast, presented by the FanDuel Sportsbook. Hi, everybody, and welcome in. Carson Wentz will defend himself. We'll talk about the criticism he gets, his reaction to Jim Irsay saying, we made a mistake acquiring Carson Wentz. We'll get to that in about 10 minutes. My thoughts about game one as Miami beats Boston. For a big chunk of this game, I was thinking to myself, you can't convince me either one of these teams is potentially the best in the NBA. But the four teams left are all very good teams. None of them are great teams. I will say there's a lot of criticism of the 1970s NBA. You know, people often say, you know, the NBA kind of was reborn in the 80s. When you had Magic and you had Bird and the Celtics-Lakers rivalry, then obviously that was followed by, you know, the Bad Boys, Michael Jordan, the great Shaq Kobe dynasty, the Heatles. That's really the heart of the NBA. But I grew up with the 70s NBA, and it was great, but it wasn't great teams. It was very good teams, all with one great player. The Knicks had Walt Frazier, won a title. The Warriors had Rick Barry, won a title. The Sonics had Gus Williams, they won a single title. Blazers had Bill Walton, won a single title. And that's the way it went through the 1970s. It wasn't bad basketball. They weren't bad teams. What you had was Elvin Hayes with the Washington Bullets, won a title. And then he was surrounded by very good players, Wes Unseld, Phil Chenier, Bobby Dandridge, Kevin Greavy, But it's often we look at the 70s NBA and it's a punching bag for the league. The league had some revenue issues and wasn't smartly marketed. It's hard to fathom. But when David Stern took over the NBA as commissioner, the finals were on tape delay. I think about that. The NBA finals were on tape delay when I was a kid. So, and the reason I bring up the 70s NBA is because the final four teams, the Warriors, the Mavs, the Celtics, and the Heat, remind me of the 70s NBA. We have four great players: Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum, Luka, and Steph Curry. And then a bunch of very good supporting players. You know, my thought on the Celtics, first of all, they had nearly an impeccable, perfect first half. The Celtics scored 42 points in the paint in the first half. Now, you may say, well, so what? That is the most points in 25 years for the Celtics in a single half in the paint. Regular season, playoffs, that's the most points they have scored in a half in the paint. You knew it wouldn't continue. You knew Miami was better than that defensively. Jason Tatum was great in the first half. Too many easy looks. I do believe Boston wins this series. And the reason I believe it in six is because I think over the course of the series, when Marcus Smart, who missed game one, returns, Al Horford missed game one, returns, Boston will force Miami into more poor shots. So I thought Boston played a nearly flawless first half. And then I think in the second half, it was just a 6-minute run. Miami went on a 22-2 run for about 6 minutes, and that was your ballgame. Great teams are not outscored 22-2 usually in the conference finals. But that's what we have here. What we have are good teams, all with incredibly obvious ceilings. And when you're a very good team, you can't sustain an injury and win, and you can't be missing Al Horford and Marcus Smart and win. So there's your ball game. Now, I will say about Miami, I have been dubious of the Heat. If you look at the history of the NBA, the team with the best bench, and that's the strength really of the Heat. They led the NBA in bench scoring. They weren't the best defense. They weren't the best offense. They've got a great culture, a tremendous coach. Jimmy Butler's a great athlete. Is he a great closer? You know, six-time All-Star, really, really, really top player. But, you know, their strength is they can throw bodies at you. They have a rotation in which they don't lose a lot. As long as Butler's on the floor, they can play a lot of different guys and it works. They didn't get a great first half from Bam Adebayo. He didn't do much, and they still won. So they have to feel great about defending their home floor. Miami has not lost a home game in the playoffs. Nobody else can say that. So, you know, my takeaway is two good teams, but Boston's not good enough to be missing two of their seven best players, Marcus Smart, Al Horford, just not. And I don't think Miami would be as well. I'll still take Boston in the series. And then I can't wait to watch the Warriors and Mavericks. I think that'll be the far more entertaining series, the more offensive-minded series. I think Luka is the single best player remaining in the NBA playoffs now that Giannis is out. But I think Boston will be fine. I said it on FS1 earlier this week. If you told me I had to consider everything about all the players in the NBA, age, can they shoot, can they defend, baggage, injury history, I had to consider everything. And then I had to pick the three players I wanted to start my franchise over the next decade. One would be Giannis, two would be Luka, and three would be Jason Tatum. He's a great free throw shooter, hit a three, defend a three. He's gotten better every year, tremendous work ethic, no ego, no real baggage, doesn't get hurt. So I think generally, if you have the best player in the series, I like you in the series. So I'll take Boston eventually. Now, on the other side, Luka's the best player in that series, but I just think the best collection of offensive players is the Warriors, and they'll kind of figure out away over the course of 6 or 7 games. Steph, Clay, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green, Jordan Poole. They'll have too many offensive weapons for the Mavericks. They also have much more playoff experience, big edge. Whereas the Celtics and the Heat, both those teams have been to the playoffs very routinely, very regularly last several years. But I think the experience for the Warriors will pay off. So game one in the books, Heat have a 1-0 lead. Let's talk to the Washington Commanders quarterback, the often maligned, well-traveled Carson Wentz. Are you ever surprised how much you're discussed in the NFL?
Honestly, I'm not really aware usually, which is for me a great way to live, great way to be. I usually find out about things that are going on because people will reach out and say, "Hey, you doing okay?" Or, "Hey, such and such said this or this." And I'm like, I really didn't want to know that. But yeah, it's kind of makes me laugh. Kind of is what it is. You know, I think I do the best I can in every situation that is put in front of me and try to make the most of it and enjoy the time. And, but yeah, it kind of makes me laugh a little bit sometimes, the things that I hear and the things people send me.
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of criticism, I get criticism. We're public figures. I don't care. The only stuff that would bother me would be personal stuff. Right. And sometimes I think people have been too personal with you. And I've said that I've defended you a lot in the air where I'm like, I don't know, big, strong, athletic. I like him. But, you know, like when Jim Irsay says, "Hey, we made a mistake." I'm like, ow, that's kind of that hurts a little. Right.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. You know, I thought last year was a really fun year. You know, I thought we did some incredible things, came up short at the end. Obviously I struggled down the stretch there and timing was poor. But yeah, that I didn't expect that. I didn't expect that things unfold the way they did. And, you know, I thought things were in a pretty good place there. I had awesome relationships with every single person in that building. Can't say enough good things about, the people over there. And, yeah, kind of came out of left field. You know, he's entitled to his own opinion and, you know, he's entitled to do what he wants with his football team.
You know, the NFL is tough. As you know, you played for a dominant college program. And in college, you line up a lot of times if you're at a top program and you know on Saturday, like you'd have to really screw up. In the NFL, the Jets beat the Colts the Jets beat the Titans, who are the number one seed in the AFC. Like, people don't want to talk about that, but they want to talk about the Jags beating the Colts. But the Jets, and if you watch that game, you're like, what is going on here? So did you think at one point, I mean, it's, by the way, the Colts have struggled with the Jags in Jacksonville for the last half decade.
Yeah.
When people freaked out, Carson, was there part of you thinking, hey, time out, you can Google how we've done down here. Like, I'm not the only guy that's struggling, right?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was just a real tough ending, you know, honestly. And then once rumors and reports are going around, I'm like, you know, talking to my agent, are these things real? What's going on? Like, honestly, it was kind of came out of left field. And, you know, you kind of just try not to think too much of it. You know, rumors and reports are a big part of this business we're in. So you never know what's true and what's not. So try to not stress about it too much. But yeah, it was a very unfortunate ending to the season. You know, not a good time to play poorly the way I did. And as a team, we struggled. But yeah, that's what's crazy about the league is, as you just said, anybody can beat anybody anytime you step on that field. And I mean, we had our work cut out for us the first time we played the Jags at home. You know, we you know, squeaked it out in the end. And it's always a good team. That was a good defense last year, and they made our lives tough. And they got us on that day.
The playoffs are here. You can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. FanDuel's hooking you up free bets through the playoffs. Free bets. Doesn't matter if you're a new customer or already have an account. Be sure to check out the app. Exclusive weekly same game parlay promos. FanDuel's got so many ways to play. Best of all, when you win, you get paid faster than a fast break. If you're new to FanDuel, download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code Colin. If you already have an account, You're all set to get in on the action. Either way, you'll get an assist from FanDuel when you bet a same-game parlay during the playoffs. FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Carson, I've said this before about your style, that you remind me of a more talented Sam Darnold in that you're a physical player, and you're a risk taker. And I like my quarterbacks to take risks. And I've said you can coach players in and out of a lot, but if a guy is a risk taker, and at sometimes, you know, risk taking, reckless are really close. You know, they say love and hate are in the same envelope, right? Yeah. I don't know. Like, I look at you and I think, well, this is who he is. So if you're not comfortable with his risks, then don't acquire him. Like, when you're making plays, do you have a off switch? Like, okay, turn the governor down here. This isn't going to work. Or you just in the moment, you're going to do what you're going to do, and that's your style.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fine line. And, you know, it's one I've wrestled with since the moment I walked into that door in Philly. You know, shoot, that's how I played in college. It's, yep. You know, I try not to get in my head or overthink things. So I just, you know, with what I see, whatever's there, I let it rip. I pull the trigger. You know, there's times, like plenty of times, I come in and watch film either that night or Monday morning. I'm like, shoot, that was dumb. And you get away with it. You get away with it plenty, you know, and you try and just, you know, let the positives outweigh the negatives. And hopefully you look up at the end of the day and say, you know, there's some big plays to be made here. So you never want to miss those. You never want to miss the ability to extend a play and find a guy open downfield or really change the momentum of a game. But at the same time, you got to be smart. You got to be smart and try and limit those mistakes. And I think, you know, I've gone up and down yep. in my 6-year career on that front. And I got to continue to learn, okay, when to say die, when to eat it. And when those plays are there to be made, to be aggressive.
Well, it's funny because when Jim Irsay freaked out, and that engineered all of it. Listen, everybody else in this league flips burgers, as a GM once told me. The owners make all the decisions, right? You had 27 TDs, 7 picks, threw for over 4,000 yards, 3,500 yards, and had a 95 quarterback rating. That is a borderline Pro Bowl season. So then, you know, the fit hits the Shan in Indianapolis and everybody's going crazy. So we had said, on my show, I said, I think he fits here. I think he fits there. I think he fits here. I believe you're the most talented quarterback now in the NFC East. How do you just like, okay, Philly's done. Indy's done. How do you just like lock in and not let that stuff, all that shrapnel, how do you just not let it affect you, Carson, at all?
Yeah. I mean, for one, I got my faith, you know, I got my faith and that keeps me rooted and grounded every day. You know, I got my family that keeps supporting me and, you know, is with me, whether, you know, I throw 5 picks or 5 touchdowns, they don't care. My little girls love me. My wife loves me. They support me. And I just try to do the best I can really for them. And I don't let, you know, what the outside noise says, good or bad, you know, kind of shape my outlook. I just try to make the most of the opportunity, build positive relationships with guys. Probably the most enjoyable part of this game is building those relationships and you know, finding new friendships everywhere you go and building that chemistry on a team. And so it's going to be weird. You know, it was weird the second I walked into the Commander's locker room. You know, I was like, shoot, I didn't think I'd be here this quickly. You know, just a couple of years ago, you know, I would have said you're crazy for the way things unfolded. But it is what it is. It's a crazy business. You learn it real quick and you try and make the most of it while you got it.
Philadelphia is a great sports town. They're a little surly. Have you kind of like thought to yourself, it's going to be crazy going to that place? Because by the way, you know, you did a lot of good things there. You were on the way to an MVP yep. season. You got them home field advantage. So it's not one of these, we don't like Carson Wentz. You're going to have some people that support you, but it, you know, Philly's Philly. Like, and by the way, you go from North Dakota State to the most outspoken sports city in America. When you were in Philly, did you ever like turn on the radio and just listen for 10 minutes to sports talk radio in Philly?
I did early in my career. And it always gave me a good laugh. You know, there was always something going on and it didn't matter the time of the day, didn't matter what season it was. They're always talking about something, you know, and stirring the pot a little bit. And that's just what they do. That's what they do. And, you know, my time there was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun and as passionate as fans as you can imagine. So I look forward to experiencing that passion on the other end when I'm up there this what is it, Monday Night Football sometime in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
That'll be an adventure. I know that one. I know a lot of people have that one circled on their calendar. I'll be ready for it. It'll be fun.
Is it an advantage at all, Carson, that you've been in the division, you know, the stadiums, you know, some of the personnel? It feels like to me, it's kind of a perfect place to go back to. You've played against a lot of this division.
For sure. Yeah. I think knowledge is an understanding of teams and, you know, everything is definitely something you can use to your advantage in this league. You know, obviously there's coaching changes, there's scheme changes, there's player turnover always. So things are going to look a little bit different, but at the same time, there's a lot of familiarity. And I look forward to kind of using that to my advantage and continuing to just hone, you know, everything I've learned from my 5 years in Philly to last year in Indy and the good and the bad and how to kind of just stay focused and stay, you know, getting better myself and making the guys around me better. But I'm excited for it.
There's three kind of quarterbacks in the NFL: franchise, backups, and bridges. And Troy Aikman said something, and I thought it was fair. Troy said the other day, he said, I think this is his last shot to be in the franchise. He's got the size, the arm, the talent. Do you view it as like, hey man, this is it? Like I got to get it done. I can't go to bridge. I'm not a backup. Do you feel like this is it?
Yeah, I mean, I understand it from the outside world, you know, and I understand it from everyone's perspective that they can call it that. But for me, it's, you know, I try to not put that much pressure on myself. You know, I'm extremely confident in what I can do and what I can bring to a team and how I can help elevate those around me. And so call it what you want. Call me what you want. At the end of the day, I don't really care. I'm going to go out and hopefully play well and get my team in a position to win and win a lot of games.
You know, Kirk Cousins, Derek Carr, yourself, Russell Wilson, your guys with deep religious conviction and faith. Russell's let you know about it. Some guys do, some guys don't. Through the years, I've heard people, not really a criticism, but, you know, some guys aren't as cool with it. Some guys are. If because you are known like Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Carr, how do you share it? If I could ask, how do you, you tell me, how do you share it in the locker room?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's a fine line because, you know, you're confident and passionate, you know, about your beliefs and what you believe in and what the Bible says and what the word says and what Jesus kind of, you know, challenges us to do with the Great Commission, you know, go and tell the world about him. But at the same time, you got to do it with love, with grace, and You got to walk it too. You know, you got to show people you love them and care about them and build relationships and all of those things. And so that's a learning curve in itself, you know, because I'm, you know, I think anybody that's passionate about whatever the heck it is, they want to talk about it. You know, they want to talk about it. And, you know, I'm sure you're passionate about sports. So you go on TV and you talk all the time about sports. So things you're passionate about, you want to talk about. But at the same time, you have to have respect for people's beliefs and their opinions and just kind of show them who you are by being around them and showing them your character and what you stand for. And when the time is right, you know, you share your faith. But again, everyone knows kind of what I stand for, what my wife stands for in our family. And, you know, we're always open and up to kind of, you know, having those conversations, but we're not going to force it, you know, upon anybody. But it's definitely, it's a fun kind of locker room conversation to have with some guys, because you got guys of all different faiths,
right,
backgrounds, you know, journeys in their own Christian walk, all of those things. And that's why I think it's so cool to go to work every day, because you got people with kids and families, you got single guys that are going out every night, you got everybody in between with different viewpoints, coming from different upbringings, all of that. So that's what makes it fun.
I heard a story one time, I don't know if this is true or not. You were hunting in New Jersey or something. And I'm like, where do you hunt in New Jersey? And when you were an Eagle, and I thought, God, that poor country kid, he's in these cities. He probably just wants he just wants ducks and a duck blind. And he wants to take his cap and his camouflage. Do you ever feel you've gone Philadelphia, now you're back in Washington, these big urban environments? Do you ever think to yourself, you know, I probably should be like a Packer quarterback. I should be out in the, I mean, it's like, are you comfortable as a big city kid?
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this, you know, we're not in the heart of DC, so we're not as crazy. And I think for me now, you know, when I was younger, I was, you know, by myself, living by myself, you know, hunting, all that stuff, having kids and a wife, things change, you know, and your free time isn't devoted to hunting all the time. You come home and you're entertaining your 2-year-old or whatever. So the things you look for and the things you desire definitely change, you know. And, but yeah, I think we've already learned this area. We're big foodies. You know, we like going to coffee shops. We like going to parks with our kids and biking and doing different things. And so that's definitely fit us well here already. Been pleasantly surprised with that out here in this Virginia area, all the things to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've definitely thought about that. Definitely thought about that. And I always find, like you said, whether it was in New Jersey, out here, I'll find a way to get to the woods and kind of decompress and use that to kind of keep me going. But you know, that's not always the number one priority, even though my wife might argue with you sometimes. Every now and then I get out there, but not quite as much of a priority as it used to be.
Is it hard for her when you get criticized?
I think it was. I think it was initially, but I think we've both kind of learned to just block it out and just accept it. You know, that's part of this business. It's part of this life that, you know, when we got married and, you know, first started dating, that I don't think she fully understood some of those things. But now it's, you know, she knows and hears things, but at the same time, it's a lot like me. You know, we're not out there listening to things. Our TV, if our TV's on, I put it on the golf channel or the outdoor channel. You know, we're not listening to things or watching things. And so usually we hear it through other people. But she's awesome. She supports me and is always, you know, my number one fan. And so that really is the best thing. But I think she's learned to navigate it as well quite a bit, much like I have, and just say, hey, it's just a part of it.
Okay, third year, you're going to be on your third offense. How long before, Carson, you don't even have to think about it? It's rote, it's memorized. You're just, I mean, because everybody's faster when they're not thinking. So how long for you to dive into that playbook before you feel like your second or third year in Philly?
Yeah, I mean, that'll take time. That'll definitely take time. And already I'd say the first couple of weeks, I was like, holy smokes, here we go again, you know? But at the same time, that's why you have practices. That's why you have practices. That's why you have walkthroughs. That's why you have, you know, thankfully this year we have an off season that we can actually get together and, you know, you're no longer stressing about COVID protocols and all those things right now. So you can get together and get around the guys and get those meetings in there, those walkthroughs and practice. And that's going well. Honestly, it's going well. And once you learn the language, I mean, the schemes, football is football, you know, the scheme's the scheme. And, you know, there's little intricacies and nuances to within each offense and little things. And, you know, how do I flip the protection, or what's the protection call in this look? All of those things that I got to continue to learn. But at the same time, there's a lot of smart guys on offense around me that do a good job. And so, you know, so far it's going well, but by no means do I have it down like the back of my hand quite yet. That's going to take some time, but that's also something I enjoy. And I enjoy kind of diving in and trying to learn all the details of things and trying to get it down like the back of my hand, but it'll take some time. I'm sure sometime in training camp, once I've had a lot of those practices under my belt, it'll start to kind of feel that way.
You know, I made this comment on the air. I said, if Derek Carr doesn't make the best throw of his career to Hunter Renfrow, and it was a great throw. And I said, and I love Derek. And I said, that's the best throw I've ever seen him make. And I said, if he doesn't make that throw, the Colts are in the playoffs. You're a Colt. I mean, have you ever thought about, like, that's how close this game is, Carson. It's literally, it's this. He put it into a little tiny envelope. I don't know if you remember that throw. It was just a great NFL quarterback throw. But have you ever thought, man, my whole life would be different if Derek didn't fit it into a space?
Oh, yeah. There's always those things. Within a year, I mean, you can think back to a couple years ago. Well, if I'd done this differently in Philly or all those things. But at the same time, that's where kind of like we talked about earlier, is my faith and just trusting, you know, there's a plan. I don't know fully what God's plan is for me, but I'm going to try and be obedient and, you know, make the most of it no matter what it is. But yeah, you always think of those things. And like you said, that throw was unbelievable. Watching it from the sideline was very demoralizing, obviously, in the moment in that situation, but unbelievable throw. And yeah, you can look back on all those things. You know, if I wouldn't have, you know, fumbled the first drive of that opening drive in the second half against the Jags, you know, what if we went down and scored? What if, you know, little things, what if I put the ball away and we just ate that sack and ended up converting a third down? And who the heck knows? You know, you play all those what if games your whole life and you look back and say, well, shoot. Try and make the most of it the next time. But yeah, there's always those little things that you're like, that one play, if it went the other way, we might be sitting in Indy right now. We might be, things might look different, but hey, we're here for a reason and we're going to make the most of it.
This week's gold medal performance goes to one of my favorite ascending NBA superstars. Jason Tatum and the Celtics get underway in the East tonight against Miami. Good news for Boston fans, they've found their own D-Wade. When you consider everything, age, talent, leadership, work ethic, ego, baggage, Tatum is the perfect star to build around your team. He's been creeping toward the top five All-NBA status for a while, and a trip to the finals should get him there. I'm Colin Cowherd. The uncertainty in the world is leading to market volatility. My good friends at Legacy Precious Metals are here to walk you through why gold is the way forward through these unsteady times. Legacy Precious Metals can advise you how to roll your existing retirement account into a gold IRA. Call Legacy Precious Metals at 866-674-HERD or download your free investor's guide at legacypminvestments.com.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
You know, you were probably the biggest kid in your high school league. You were obviously very physically imposing at an FCS level. And when you walked into the NFL, I can remember watching you in your first year thinking, man, he's Cam Newton, Big Ben. Some of you guys are just bigger than quarterbacks historically have been. Even now, when I look at you, you look like a tight end. Has there been a moment, you go back to your first year when, you know, you ran over guys in high school. You may have ran over guys in college. Was there a moment your first year you're like, this is a little different the way they hit? Because you're so big, you have so much confidence, yeah. you'd probably never been tagged, like really tagged before.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, I mean, I remember playing the Panthers. It would have been my second year. I think it was my second year. My first year, you know, I was just a kid trying to figure out what the heck was going on, you know, just running around trying to make plays and keep your head above water, all those things. I think my second year, I lowered my shoulder on the goal line against the Panthers. It was, I forget, one of their DBs. And I'm like, I got this. This is a touchdown. And kind of was like a stand up, standstill. Nobody won. And then a D lineman came and pushed me back. And I'm like, I can't even run over DBs at this level. Like, what the heck? And so, and I got a lot of crap from my teammates. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're done trying to run over people. You're done trying to do that. So I think I learned my lesson that game. But yeah, things are different. It's definitely a different level. But yeah, you got to learn. You got to learn those things and you know, get better from them.
You have, I think, one of the better receivers in the league, Terry McLaurin. And I watched him at college at Ohio State. He's one of those guys that's almost a better pro than a college receiver. Have you worked with him, talked with him? What do you know about him?
Yeah, talked with him quite a bit. You know, been around him already in the facility a handful of times and worked with him. Great dude. You know, I mean, everybody in that facility just raves about who he is as a guy and how he prepares and his work ethic and all of those things and kind of leadership that he brings to that kind of young receiving room. But he can play. He can play. Now, I remember his rookie year when we came here. I think he took like a slant and went like 80 on us. And I was on the other sideline. I think after the game, I said, boy, I'd love to throw you the ball. Never would have imagined it unfold like this right. Just a couple of years later. But it's kind of funny to look back on kind of that moment in that game. And now obviously put on the tape and see what he's been doing the last couple of years. It's pretty remarkable. So I think we'll have some fun together.
So you've had injuries in your career. You've been beat up by the press. How do you decompress? Are you going to take a 2-3 week period with your family? I mean, I just got back from Italy, get on a plane, go somewhere far. Yeah. I mean, how do you decompress, get away from us, everything?
Yeah. I mean, we've talked about it already. I love getting in the outdoors. But now having two little girls, just honestly being home with them is a lot of fun. I've recently gotten, last off season, got into golf pretty bad. I got the golf bug. I was able to put that one off for a good while, but now I got it. Not sure if my wife loves that one yet. But golfing, hunting, time with my family is honestly the best thing. When the season ends, yeah, we like to travel. We like to go do some things. And you mentioned Italy. That's on our bucket list. Oh. Two little kids. That one's going to take some time. I have to ask you about that one some other time, but we love traveling. We love, you know, getting out and doing things. Like I said, we're big foodies. So we, you know, want to try all the, you know, local cool hipster food, you know, restaurants or, coffee shops or whatever. We just like to be active and go do things. And so, we have fun and we're able to definitely kind of separate ourselves from work and all the craziness that comes with it, pretty well. Cause honestly, one second I walk in that door, nothing else matters outside, you know, this house, and these girls and my wife, and got a couple dogs and kind of everything that we got going here.
Quarterback for the Commanders, Carson Wentz, good dude, good luck. And those Philly games are going to be interesting.
They'll be fun.
All right, Carson, good luck to you.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
Volume.
Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.